either 15 years old or younger, or else to be the kind of careful parent who reads what your children read before they do, to know what Diary of a Wimpy Kid is. Not unlike an American version of The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole. And if you still don't know what I'm talking about, go and ask a teenager. Anyway, there were hundreds of them, hundreds of fans of the American author Geoff Kinney in the Liberty Hall Theatre in Dublin last night. The reason was a presentation by the author of his latest work, Cabin Fever, it's called. You can guess what it's about, what it's like to be trapped at home in bad weather. It went to number one after it was released here over a week ago. So needless to say, there were plenty of books, plenty of people wanting their books signed at last night's event. And our reporter, Alva Keneally, was there.
I think the best thing about it is it's something you can just read when you're looking to... Well, one of those novels that go on and on.
Fans of the books Diary of a Wimpy Kid at Liberty Hall Theatre last night. A chance for them to meet author Geoff Kinney and put some questions to him about his creations.
It'd just be really good to see what he says and to see what he looks like.
Any of you going to ask any questions?
Yeah, like how long did it take to do it and stuff like that.
Well, we were going to ask him if any of the characters in his story were based on people, real people in his childhood.
Okay.
But we're going to ask all the questions together.
Yesterday was Geoff Kinney's first visit to Ireland, coinciding with the launch of his latest creation, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Cabin Fever.
But this is a real privilege for me because Irish blood runs through my veins. My family came over from Ireland a couple hundred years ago, so if you know any McKinneys, that's my glove on. So it's a real privilege to be here in Ireland for the first time ever for me. And it's also a great relief to see that people actually showed up.
The Wimpy Kid series is 50% comic strip and 50% novel. Hugely successful worldwide, they're viewed as an ideal way of creating an interest amongst those who may not be too keen on reading.
I'm Phil Tooney, the children's sales manager for Puffin Books in Ireland. Geoff Kinney and the Wimpy Kid series is our best-selling children's series in Ireland, and it is just phenomenal. I mean, children just wait for the new book to appear. So Wimpy Kid Cabin Fever is the new book, which was released on Wimpy Wednesday, November 16th. And the first week sales were just under 4,000 verified on Nielsen BookScan for Ireland, which is really phenomenal for this country. And in fact, it was number one across all categories and book sales in Ireland for that week.
What do you reckon is the attraction?
I think the attraction is that it appeals to children, both boys and girls, and it's the